the debate about the second strike that killed the two men clinging to the wreckage after the September 2nd attack has focused on the law of war. But what if the United States is not at war? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. The Trump administration asserts that the country is at war because the president has determined that the country is engaged in an armed conflict with narco-terrorists who are attempting to smuggle drugs into the country. The administration hasn't yet made public the factual basis, the evidence for the assertion that the persons in the boats are drug smugglers headed towards this country. The administration also has kept under wraps the Department of Justice memorandum that supposedly sets forth the legal justification for the lethal strikes. This failure to disclose matters. After all, the Constitution gives Congress, not the president, the power to declare war, and Congress has not authorized this armed conflict. As the New York Times analysis points out, parsing the details of the second strike, viewing these killings through the lens of the law of war, leaves aside the crucial question whether the first strike and all the other attacks on all the other boats and killing all those people is legally and factually justified at all. And if not, what do we call those killings? The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.